Welcome to This Woman Can, the Women's Leadership Podcast and your source of information related to women's leadership, female entrepreneurship, personal success and career advancement. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, Executive Coach, Leadership Development Expert and the author of This Woman Can, the No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead. And now, this week's episode. Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of This Woman Can with your host, me, Janice Sutherland. Now, if you're listening to this in real time, you will know that in less than a week, it is Christmas Day. And most of us, or quite a few of us probably spent some time in a frenzy trying to make sure everything goes to plan. Now, before we kick into this week's show, I just want to take you back to an episode I did about surviving the holidays. And just give you a little reminder that it's important for you to take some time out for yourself. And also to remember that I know we've envisaged this perfect day, but nobody else will know it's perfect. It's not perfect apart from you, because everybody else is having such a great time. So I just want you to take a few moments to just remember about your self-care. It's okay to pause a little, to stop, take a breather and take some time for you. You are allowed to say no to things that just aren't going to make you happy or feel good. You don't have to feel obligated to say yes all the time. And your best, what you produce is totally enough. And there's no such thing as perfect, last thing. As I said, you're creating this perfect Christmas. It's in your head. Nobody else can see it. Nobody knows what to expect if things go a little wrong. So lighten up on yourself. Take it easy and just enjoy the period for yourself too. Now, that's me over with that. Just a little reminder for the Christmas period. What I'd also want to talk about this week is about focusing on 2019. We are closing the door on 2018. And, you know, if you're like me, there's been some great changes, some significant changes over that period that I probably never envisaged 12 months ago myself. So, but with the new year often comes a new outlook, and we'll have set ourselves New Year's resolutions or great plans to make change in our life, save some money, you know, take a fantastic holiday, change jobs. And as I said, there's been so much movement in 2018 that sometimes we don't take time to just sit back and actually have a look at all the things we have done over the past 12 months. We're very busy beating ourselves about the things we haven't done, but haven't looked at the things we have achieved. So before you go into 2019, I want to give you some hints, some tips, some guidance on how to face 2019 and get the best self out of it. The first thing I want you to do is actually stop, take a few moments and just think about all the things that you are grateful for or you have achieved over 2018. And give yourself a pat on the back for doing so well. Done it? Fantastic. Now, and for 2019, if you're setting resolutions and you're the kind of person, or sometimes you set resolutions, but they don't just go to plan or they never actually pan out and you've forgotten about them in a couple of weeks, that's often because we don't have a plan of action as to how to address those goals, how best to execute to make sure you are successful. So I want you to just spend a few moments. I'm going to give you, as I said, a few hints and tips on how you can flourish and how you can achieve your goals. The first thing I want you to do is, I know you've created some resolutions, but can you actually visualize what you want to see for yourself this time next year? What is it you want to be thankful for over the previous year? What have you accomplished? What does it feel like? What do you want to feel like? What do you want to look like? Take a few moments just to really connect with those emotions you want to have for the next year and see it for yourself. And if you're struggling with this, create yourself a vision board. Now, I don't know about anywhere else, but in the Caribbean, magazines are quite expensive. So I actually use Pinterest online to create my own vision board for each year or for some goals I'm looking for. So it's a really easy way to do that. Your next step is to actually write down your goals, put them in writing, because now you've envisaged what you want your year to look like. Write them down. People who write goals down, it actually solidifies it a lot more in your head. So, but make sure your goals are smart. So they're specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. So for example, if your goal is to change your jobs in 2019, you really need to be quite specific about it. So my goal is to become X, earning a minimum salary of Y by such and such a date, Z. And in this scenario, you know, I'm assuming you already have the skills. So you may, and if you don't, you need to have some other goals that help you achieve that in the future. The third thing you need to do is determine what you actually need to say no to and what you need to say yes to make things happen. I know you've got to make some choices and to get where you want to get to, but sometimes we can get dragged into different directions that really take us off track of where we're trying to go. And that's because we're not very good at saying no. We're not very good at saying no. So think about the things you want to say yes to. That will definitely aid you in where you want to go. And think about the things, say, look, you're not really serving me a purpose right now. I don't want to spend my time focused on that, but I need to say no to you. That will think of the yes and no's that will help you fulfill your goals and realize the vision that you're setting for yourself. Next, I want you to strengthen your goal process. Strengthen your goals by actually looking at what the tools and support you need. What do you need to do to make it happen? Do you need additional training? Do you need external resources? Do you need to get yourself, if you're of a business advisor? If you do need a coach, do you need an accountability coach? Do you need a mentor? Do you need someone to make sure you stay on track? Who's going to support you? So make sure you have the right support system in place and the right people or the right programs to help you. And lastly, how will you hold yourself accountable? This is the biggest thing that most people say about that actually helps them achieve their goals is accountability. Now, I know that in my own business, if I didn't have my accountability partners between my husband, my official accountability coach, or my coaching group, I don't think I'd achieved all the things I've achieved this year, the goals I'd set myself and more, because there were things I didn't envisage doing at the beginning of the year that I started doing and achieving, like writing my book at the end of the year. Now, the coach's role or the accountability partner's role is basically sense checking me just to make sure that I'm actually on track to do the things I said I was going to do, that I don't fall short of my objectives. And they will challenge me if they think I'm setting the bar too low. So identify those people around you who can support you. Who are the people you need to help you to hold you accountable so you can achieve the goals you've set? They could be friends, family, work colleagues, could be external resources, just a coach, but identify someone who will hold you accountable. So those are just my few short tips to get you through goal setting for 2019. Now, the fantastic thing is if you want support with this, I have a free program for you that does cost you nothing. It's a 10-day program. It's This Woman Can Crush Her Goals. You just head to my website, janicesutherland.com. There'll be a banner. You just click on it, sign up, and you'll be part of the 10-day program that enables you to reflect on your previous year, what you've done, how successful you've been, where you need to reassess what it is you actually want, and also help you set some goals for 2019. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything, but it gives you fantastic insight, and the insight you get is priceless. So all that remains to be said is that please keep on following me and commenting on Facebook and Instagram under I Am Janice Sutherland. I really do value your support. Keep on rating, reviewing the show in iTunes. And here's to a goal-busting 2019. Enjoy the season. Take some time for yourself and enjoy. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time. You've been listening to the This Woman Can podcast, brought to you by This Woman Can, the no bullshit guide for women who lead, available on Amazon and Kindle.
For more information about the training and consulting services offered for women who lead, including one-on-one executive coaching and group masterminds, visit thiswomancan.coach.